We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Hey, page 400. The next two pieces that we're going to do, are three pieces actually, are very, very important. This is where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, Rav Nelson Zal elaborates on something that Rabbeinu Zal said that's a chiddush regarding the topic of simcha in Yiddishkeit. V'zeh b'chinas goydel haflogas ha-simcha mo'oid mo'oid shenoyagim kol Yisrael b'purim. What we're learning about here is the incredible simcha, happiness, that Jews celebrate on Purim in a very, very big way. Laharboi says b'simcha gedoyla ma'oid, that they go extremely big. This is the day of simcha of the entire year for the Jewish people. Va'oisinos kol minei tzchoik u'schoik b'shvil laharboi sa'simcha. And we do all kinds of funny, silly things in order to add to the simcha. People get dressed up in costumes, and the horns are blown. The cars, the wild. People that live in Yerushalayim or in religious neighborhoods know that it's really a wild celebration. Purim, you know, people coming into houses, you know, from the yeshivas, and they'll dance a jig and everything in order to collect money for the yeshiva. All kinds of fantastic things. Ki ikar mitzvahs Purim hu hasimcha kanal. Because we know that the main, the important mitzvah of Purim is simcha. V'alkein oisim kol minei schoik umili d'shtusa. And it's for this reason that we do all kinds of fun and silly things. V'oisin oz maisei shichrus. And people even get drunk. Ushtus. And do, again, all kinds of silly things and funny things, b'shvil ha-simcha, in order to add to the happiness and to the celebration of Purim. And a person would think, what does this have to do with Yiddishkeit? Yiddishkeit is an intelligent religion, a religion of Torah, a religion of good behavior. Where in the world does all of this fun and insanity come in a sense? And now Rav Nosson Zal explains it. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymois, we find in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in many different places, kama azchorois gedoylois, many serious warnings, shetzorich ha'odom lehargiles atzmoi liois b'simcha tomid, emphasizing that a Jew has to be in the habit of always being happy, constantly, consistently happy. Not like some people who are happy a half hour here, a half hour there, one day here, one day there. Rabbeinu Zal put tremendous emphasis on simcha all the time. Ve'isa b'dvorav hakdoshim, and it's written in Rabbeinu Zal's holy words, she'i'efsher lihiyois b'simcha ki'im al yedei mili d'shtusa daika. That sometimes it is impossible for a Jew to be happy without fun, without some fun, some silliness. She'oisen atzmon kishoyte, where the person makes himself like a clown. He acts funny, silly. U'mesamchen es atzmon b'mili d'shtusa, thereby being able to bring himself to a frame of mind of happiness. Dancing a jig, buying an ice cream, whatever it is, whatever that person's thing is, to turn on the simcha. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki machmas sheteva ha'odom nimshar achar ha'atzfus ma'oid, because of the fact that the nature of a human being is drawn to depression. There's a natural magnetic pull pulling the person down, the forces of gravity pulling us down to the ground, pulling us down into atzvus, sadness, depression. We know that a human being is called Adam, miloshen Adama. We come from the ground, from the earth, from dirt. And that's why it's natural for a person to feel like dirt. Ki kol Adam mole yisurim v'yegoinois. Because everybody is full of trouble, problems, suffering. Ki yadu ala kol echod v'echod. As is known by every single Jew. V'alkein, therefore, tzrichin lehachriach esatzmoi. B'chol hakoichos liyos besimcha. A person has to force themselves with all the energy possible, using everything you possibly can to force yourself to be happy. Interesting, Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 70, Torah Ayin, where he speaks about koyach hamoishech versus koyach hamachriach. Koyach hamoishech means the gravitational pull, the pull of gravity, pulling everything to itself, the earth pulling everything to itself. And that's why when you throw a ball up into the air, it'll fly a certain distance. But after your energy is used up, it's going to naturally start coming back down to the ground. And as it gets closer to the ground, it picks up speed. As it gets closer to its source of this koyach hamoishech, it picks up speed. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that in order to remove something from the ground, in order to detach something from the earth, you have to exercise energy. You have to use power to throw the ball up. Or for a person to jump up into the air, you're exerting yourself. You're exerting a certain amount of energy to make that happen. That's koyach hamoishech, koyach hamachriach. And Rabbeinu Zal has a whole Torah about that, how that relates to Kiddush, etc. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is applying a little bit of the same principle to tell us that you should know that human beings are naturally drawn down. The default is to be down, chas v'shalom, especially since almost everybody's lives are full of different problems, crises, all kinds of different things. And therefore, since Rabbeinu Zal taught us that it's a major chiyuv, it's an obligation, one of the most important obligations in Judaism is to be happy all the time, that takes energy, that takes power. And Rabbeinu Zal said a person has to be machriach, to force himself, to push himself very hard to be besimcha. V'ikra hasimcha, i'efshar lihiyos, kiim al yedei mili d'shtusa. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, real simcha, it is impossible to get there without fun, without a joke, fun, silliness, some of that. Kemoi sheshomati mipiv Zal, as I heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal, sheomar bozeh haloshon, Rabbeinu Zal said these exact words, sehot aponim, as meken mernit freilich sein, nor mit narish machen sich. Translate, English translation, it seems, that a people can no longer be happy without making themselves silly, without acting silly, fun, some of that. V'chein diber oid mize kama pomim. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke more about this many times, on many occasions. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand a very interesting thing, that the majority of the leading rabbis, the leading tzaddikim in our times, from the Baal Shem Tov around that time, had a badchon, a comedian, a person who was most talented in making people laugh, in making jokes, putting on performances to make people laugh. This is a badchan, and Rav Nosson Zal writes that during his time and in the 100 or 200 years before, many of the great tzaddikim had a badchan. One of the famous ones is Herschel Ostropolia, not to be compared with Reb Shimshon Ostropolia, who was one of the greatest mekubolim and tzaddikim of all time. There was a Herschel Ostropolia who was present at the time of the Baal Shem Tov, and he was known for his incredible ability to make the Baal Shem, to make people laugh, to make people laugh, happy. And these comedians would make jokes, they would put on performances, they'd make people laugh, as is known. This is a known thing. And the purpose of this was simcha. Ki ein, listen to these words now. Ki ein dovor mazik la'avoides Hashem kemoi ho'atzvus. There is nothing as harmful to a person's Yiddishkeit as depression, sadness, as is brought in all the holy books. And now, Rav Nosson, so now the question is, okay, so what do we need? What's with the fun and the jokes? What's with this Breslov stuff? How come all the normal people aren't doing this? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain very precisely. Because of the incredible bitterness, bitter suffering that the Jewish people are going through in this final exile. The previous exiles were baby stuff, 70 years. What? That's nothing compared to what we're going through. We're at the end of 2,000 years of Golus, of no Beis Hamikdash, most of the tzaddikim have left us and everything. Beguf vonefesh umomoin. And Yidden are going through bodily suffering, health problems, spiritual problems, emotional problems, social problems, and financial problems. Because of the heaviness of all of that, iefsher lihiyos besimcha, it is impossible for a Jew to maintain simcha 24/7, kiyim al yedei mili d'shtusa daiko kanal, unless they use mili d'shtusa, unless they're capable of making a joke or hearing a joke, laughing, fun, entertainment, kosher entertainment we're talking about here. We're not talking about making fun of other people, chas v'shalom. Rabbeinu Zal, in Chaim Aran, I believe, Rabbeinu Zal gives three prerequisites for a joke. That a person is not allowed to tell a joke unless it fulfills these three requirements. One of them, nobody else is being hurt in the process. Not your wife, not your kids, not your father, etc. That's one of them. And there's another two requirements there. So here we're talking about kosher fun, entertainment, and in a big way. And Rav Nosson Zal said, impossible. If you use the words iefsher, it means nobody, no chassid, no litvak, no college professor is gonna challenge this, is gonna say, no, I can do it, there's another way. He's making it perfectly clear, based on his knowledge of all branches of Torah and based on his life experience, that this is the only way. If a person wants to be able to maintain simcha all the time, the way an observant Jew is obligated to, and we said that we're naturally pulled into atzvos. One of our components is ofar, which comes from the Adama. We're called Adam from the Adama. So we're naturally being pulled down to the dirt. And a person has to use tremendous koichos to get out of there, and to stay out of there, to stay out of depression, unhappiness, sadness, all of those things. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I heard from Rabbeinu Zal that nowadays this is impossible without employing mili d'shtusa. Sometimes. Obviously, this doesn't mean clowning around 24/7. It means knowing how to integrate this into a person's life. Person comes home, people that are familiar with this, people at work, and they come home after a day's work, and if you stop to think for a moment, that first moment when you're walking into the house, that's it. every alat, your night is going to be decided by how you walk into the house. And if you walk in with a serious face, or you walk in with an ugly face, or you walk in with a face that expresses the fact that you had a very hard day, your wife is going to be ready with her baseball bat to convince you that she had a much harder day. What a joke! Going to work, making, what a joke! That's call that hard day. Imagine men have the audacity, the idiocy, to imagine that that's called hard compared to what we're doing here. And the Torah, the tzaddikim amitim, who know life, who understand life better than all of us, give advice that a person can turn that around with a joke, with the right kind of sense of humor, a smile, something happy, something funny, a joke, something that right away diffuses that atom bomb that's waiting to go off. The Yetzirah has been planning this ambush all day. He's been waiting for that second you're going to walk in to blow up your house with you and your wife and kids. And if the person is ready for it, and you have the advice of the tzaddikim amitim, you know how to diffuse it. You know that to employ any and all types of kosher fun that's gonna make people, that's gonna put people in a happy frame of mind. V'zeh b'chinas mili debdichuso shoyunoyegim hatanoim va'amoiroim hakdoshim. Rav Nelson says, so again, there are people who are going to say, of course, they had these badchanim from the time of the Hasidim. That's when they railroaded Judaism. That's when they started practicing this other kind of Yiddishkeit. But what about the Gemara? What about the Tanoim and the Amoroim? They didn't engage in any kind of fun or anything, right? Rav Nelson says, V'zeh b'chinas mili debdichusa shoyunoyagim hatanoim v'amoroim akdoshim koidem halimud. These are the jokes that the Tanoim and Amoroim used to practice before starting a shir, k'dei lavoi l'simcha, in order to perk everybody up, to get everybody started, al yidei mili debdichusa, through a joke, shehem mili deshtusa daika, and a joke is a form of shtus, it's a form of nonsense. V'zeo b'chinas mashekosa b'zoyer HaKodesh, Vayikra, page 47 on the base, Sherav Hamnuna Sova have a Mesader Kame Chavraya Pirka Damili Dishtusa. That Rav Hamnuna Sova, one of the greatest tzaddikim mentioned in the Zohar Kodesh, the elder Rav Hamnuna used to prepare several volumes of Mili Dishtusa for the Chavraya, for the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochezal. He had a set of jokes to be able to tell to perk them up. This is in the Zohar HaKodesh, it's in the Gemara. Hainu kanal, as we explained before, ki ikar golus Yisrael, shehu golus hashchina. When we talk about the Jewish nation being in exile, which means that the Shechina is in exile, because the Gemara always tells us that the Shechina follows us wherever we go. And I mentioned in the past ones from the Arizal says, if you take a look at the word Shechina, Shin, Chaf, Yud, Nun, He, and you fill it out. Shin, Shin, Yud, Nun, Chaf, Chaf, Pei, each letter as a word, it's Bigimatria 601, 601, which is Tuf, Reish, Aleph in Hebrew. Tuf, Reish, Aleph, which the Arizal says, corresponds to the Tuf, Reish, Aleph Jews, the 600,000 Jews, Aleph and Aleph, go together many times in Kabbalah. There's a pasuk, Echo Yirdoif Echod Elef. How can one chase a thousand? And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that this is why very often we swap the thousand for the one. Important reasons. So when we talk about the 600,000 souls of the Jews, that is the Shechina. When we talk about the Shechina, that's the 600,000 souls. So when we talk about Jewish people being in Golas, it's the Shechina in Golus. It's the same thing. And what is that? The Shechina, Sheze Iker HaGolus. Iker HaGolusu, Masheho Atzvus, Sheheim HaSitra Achra VaHaKlipois, Mizgabrim Al Yisrael. What's the worst problem in Golus? The fact that depression, which is the Sitra Achra, that's another word for Yetzer Hara, is depression, that the depression is fighting the Jewish people and strengthening itself, trying to overtake the Jewish people, to overwhelm us, ve'enom menichem oisam lismoyach b'Hashem uv'torosoy. And it's not allowing us to enjoy, to celebrate Hashem and the Torah. Kimavura b'Torah emtzi'i sedalma, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on. Zehu ikar golus hashchina shu simchosim shal Yisrael. This is what the real, in all the Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, when it talks about golus hashchina, Rav Nosson Zal says this is what they're talking about. This is how we really see it. This is the real damage that's being done by it. She ikar golusa, the main golus of the Shechina is kisho atzvus mizgaber oleha. When atzvus takes over the Shechina, takes over the Jewish souls, dahainu al Yisrael chas v'shalom. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Chof Dalet, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Nimtza, we see therefore, she ikar golus hashchino knesses Yisrael, humashe hasimcha hi begolus. That when we talk about the Jewish people being in golus, when we talk about the Shechina being in golus, when we talk about the Torah being in golus, what's really in golus is the simcha. The simcha has, and what does golus mean? Captivity. The simcha, the joy of the Jewish people has been taken captive. By who? By the Sitra Achra. How do we see that? Watch, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show you now exactly how this plays out. V'alkein, achshov, begolus. And therefore, now, while this exile is going on, and the main exile is that the simcha is in golus, umishom nimshach kol hasimcha shel ho'akum v'orishon. Now you'll understand where the whole entertainment field of the Sitra Achra comes from. All of their fun. Where's the fun of the goyim and the rishoyim and the non-religious? Where's all of that fun coming from? Asher be'em, the people who are following their heart's desires. Asher be'emes, whereas if we do a reality check, in reality, heim rechoykim misimcha amitis. They are the furthest people in the world from having real joy and happiness. Kumei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 17, Yolad Ksil Litugoloi. A fool was born to his sadness, to his depression. So the question is then, how come all the fools of the world are the ones who are having the greatest time, seem to be having the greatest time? The actors and the actresses and the stars and the millionaires and the billionaires, all of those nuts, how come they seem to be having such a good time when the Torah says that their life is depression? Ki kol yomov kasu machoivos. The Torah says those people that don't have Torah and mitzvahs, their entire life is full of anger and pain. Ki hasitra achra nigro yogoin v'anocha kiyadua. We know, according to Kabbalah, the sitra achra is called sadness, depression. So then how come they're having such a great time? How come they seem to be having so much fun and celebration and such a great time? Ach kol hasimcha sheyesh etzlom nimshach rak mebechinas golus hashchina shehi simchos mishal Yisrael shu asher begolus. You want to know where their fun and happiness and celebration is coming from? It's ours. It's our simcha. It's the simcha of the Torah and the simcha, the mitzvah simcha of Hashem that has fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra. It's been taken captive. And they've taken, like when the Romans took over Eretz Yisrael, they took all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. If you go to Rome today, you see the arch, Titus's Arch of Triumph, as they call it, and you see a picture of him carrying the menorah of the Mishkan, which they took back to Rome with them. They took it back to the Vatican, the menorah and some of the other kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. So here again, they've taken our joy, the simcha of Kedusha, the simcha of holiness, has left the Jewish people, and it's fallen into their hands, it's fallen into the Sitra Achra. Umishom nimshach nitzutzei hasimcha shenofal etzla megolus. And it's as a result of this, because we've lost the simcha, these sparks of simcha have fallen into exile by them. Umishom kol simchasam lefi shor. And that's where their temporary simcha is coming from. That's where their short-lived highs, their discos and this, where for an hour or two, they're having the greatest time in the world. Where is all of that great time coming from? It's coming from the sparks of simcha that have left Klal Yisrael. Where you walk into yeshivas or shul and nobody's smiling. Where's the simcha? Where did the simcha of Yiddishkeit go? The answer is, it left, it departed. Now it's by the goyim, by the sitra achra, and this is what allows them to have temporary highs, celebrations, ball, baseball game, basketball, hockey game. Everybody's having such a great time for a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there. That's the Shechina in Golus. That's the Simcha de Kedusha that's in Golus. And it's about them that the Pasuk says in Koheles, Ule Simcha Mazu Oise. Simcha, what's it worth? Which Simcha? We're talking about their Simchas, which are short-lived, which are temporary blasts of high, and then they go back to being grumpy, lousy, rotten, negative people. Kemoshe Kosev, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 2, Lischoik Omarti Mahoilo, Ule Simcha Mazu Oise. To laughter, I say confusion, it's a bunch of confusion, and to happiness, what does it do? What is it worth? What was Shlomo HaMelech talking about? L'schoik omarti mohoilol, to this laughter, I say it's a mishmash, mohoilol loshen me'urvav. Moholol in this context means something that's a mix, it's mixed up. Hainu, shekol hasimcha she'eno l'shamayim, all celebrations, all happiness that's not about Hashem or Torah or mitzvahs, hinim sheches rak mi ta'aruvos nitzutzei asimcha. You know, it's only coming, it's being generated as a result of sparks of holy simcha, shenofla, which fell, al yedei golus hashchina, as a result of the shchina going into golus and the Jewish people going to golus, v'nisarva beinehem. And it got mixed up among them. It fell into their hands, into their lives. The Haim and the Goyim and the Rishoim, Mahapchim Umeimirin Rabatoiv. They turn it around. They put a little spin on it. Now it's not Simchas Torah anymore. Now it's not Simchas Mitzvahs. Now it's Simchas LSD or CDL, all the different gas, the different things that's the hockey game, the viska, that's what it is now. They've twisted it and turned it. V'loikchim ha-simcha shebo mimokoim elyon ma'od. And they are taking this simcha, which originates from a very, very high place, usmeichim imo, bedivrei taivois rois shelohem. And they're celebrating, they're playing with it, with their taivois rois. They're using it to engage in their sins and their parties. Here again, where do we have this in the Torah? Megillas Esther, remember? Achashverosh, party time, nuclear party, 180-day party. Not like this baloney in the White House or the Blue House, the real deal, 180 days of partying, anything, finest wines and everything. And what's going to be the bell at a party? The kelim mi kelim shoinim. He took out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. What was that saying? You want to know where all of this music and fun is coming from? It's coming from there. Because a goy is one piece of atzvus, one piece of emptiness. A goy is the furthest thing from happiness imaginable. So where are they getting their happiness from? From us. When we forfeit, when we give up our happiness, when we let go of it, when we lose it, chas v'shalom, it falls into the wrong hands, and they use it in their form of partying. Asher be'emes, heim yogoin va'anocha umarem imoves. Whereas in reality, they are depression, sadness, bitterer than death. And again, when you see a goy, we know it says that when somebody gets drunk, their insides come out. Let's see you get a goy drunk, you'll hear how happy he is, what a happy life he's had, how happy he's all about, Rahman, you know. V'al kein, and therefore, bevadai, most definitely, Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, V'lesimcha kazois ma'azoyse. What is that simcha? That simcha? That's their celebrations are celebrations. Ki achriso yogoin vanocha. It ends with sadness and depression. Here again, Achashverosh, it ends usually with somebody getting killed. Here it was Vashti, and again, you hear about it. In this pub and that pub, they were having a great time, and then somebody got shot and killed, and then the great time was over. Right? Daily news. I'm saying this is the normal news. This is how it goes. Kemoy Shekosuv, as it says in Mishlei chapter 14, V'achrisa, the end of that simcha, V'achrisa simcha tuga, the end of that kind of simcha, is tuga, depression, sadness. V'alkein, and therefore, machmas she'achshov hasimcha begolus, because of the fact that today, we are 2,000 years in the goyim, and the majority of Klal Yisrael has assimilated. We big shot religious Jews, Hasidim, are a minority. The majority of Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom, has left. Lo aleinu, rachmona litzlan. So talk about how serious a goalist this is. After 2,000 years, the percentages that they're saying today, you know, out of the tri-state area, 70% are intermarrying. So how fast is Klal Yisrael getting swallowed up by the sitrachra, by the goyim? V'alkein machma she'achshov ha-simcha begolus, because of the fact that now the simcha is in exile, he melubeshes b'milin d'alma. It has cloaked itself. It is found in the silliness of the world, in ice cream, in entertainment, in the world of entertainment, not in Torah and Kiddusha. The majority of the simcha of the world is found in other stuff, in mili d'shtusa. Al kein, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining why should a religious Jew, why should a Talmud Chacham have to resort to fun and jokes and things like that. Besides being bittel Torah and bittel Tefillah, I mean, hey, why are we leaving the arena of holiness? Why are we going into that place of jokes and fun and things like that? Rav Nosson says, let me explain why. You need to know what has happened. As a result of Golos, as a result, what has happened is that the simcha, the majority of the simcha is now in the hands of the sitrachra. And therefore the simcha is no longer easily visible, recognizable, or attainable in the Torah, in Yiddishkeit. And this is the reason. Alkein mish, but rather it's found in other stuff. Alkein, therefore, mi sheroitze lovoi lesimcha, a Jew, a good Jew, who wants to achieve simcha. What kind of simcha? The right kind of simcha. Lismoyach bekidushas yehadusoi. To celebrate how lucky I am to be a Jew, to be wearing tzitzis and tefillin, to have payas, to have Jewish children, bris mila. How lucky we are, how fortunate we are to be members of the Jewish nation. I'm not a goy. It is impossible many times to go directly to that, to go straight to simcha. You need a bank shot. You have to first go left. You have to first go towards the Sitra Achra, where all that simcha is, where 90% of the simcha is today. You have to go into there, into some kind, whether it's a delicious cup of coffee. Each person, what brings them, what puts it, what makes them happy, what perks them up, what gives them a smile, a simcha. We have to go to there, and from there, ki l'shom naflo ha-simcha, because that's where the majority of simcha has fallen, machmas golus ha-shechina. Because the Torah tells us that the shechina is not home. Hashem, it's not there. And when we talk about the shechina not being home, shechina is synonymous with simcha. We mentioned, the Arizal says, oyer zarua latzadik u'leyishrei leiv simcha, the words leiv simcha begematria shechina. That is the Shechina. So if the Shechina is not home, it means the Simcha is not home. So I have to go looking, I have to find where it is, I have to connect with it where it is, and from there, use that as a springboard to dive into Torah and Tefillah with that Simcha that I got from there, from Mili D'Shtusa, from that, V'alkein, and therefore, Ish HaYisraeli, a good religious Jew, k'shemesameach atzmo al'yedei mili d'shtusa, when he brings himself to being happy by using mili d'shtusa, with, again, if one person is going for a ride in nature, let's take a ride into, let's go into the park for a while. Each person in their own way, azay nase mizeh tikun godol. This accomplishes a major, major tikun. Bechinas alias nitzutzei hashchina migalusa. This is one of the ways that we're taking the shchina out of golus. When a person uses that music or that ice cream, whatever it is, he's using it as a springboard for kedusha. He's using this, my purpose, my goal is to start learning with simcha, to daven with simcha. But I know myself. And I know the state that the world is now. And if I try to walk into shul with my talis and tefillin at 4 o'clock in the morning, when I didn't sleep because the baby was screaming and this, and I try to walk in and I say, I'm going to be nuclear. My shachris is going to be nuclear. I'm going to show Hashem. I'm going to show who. I'm going to be very disappointed. Most people can't do that. So therefore, if the person puts on a CD in the car on the way to shul or this, of kosher music, but it's music, fun, or again, even a joke, a comedian, somebody's saying something to make you laugh, to perk you up, then you have a chance, a good chance, of going from that into Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And he says that by doing this, by going into this Sitra Achra, by going and taking the Simcha from there, we're actually elevating sparks of holiness. That Simcha is the sparks of holiness that we're taking out of the Sitra Achra and bringing it into the Kedusha. Ki tekev kishe'ish Yisrael hu besimcha, because the moment that a religious Jew is happy, tekev chozra v'yolso ha-simcha l'mekoyimu v'sharosha, then he has succeeded in retrieving and restoring that simcha to its proper place, to its roots, Shehi Eitzel Yisroel, which is by the Jewish people. Sheshom Shoyresh HaSimcha Ho Amitius. That's the place of true simcha. Ki Yisroel Yesh Lohem L'smoyach Kol Yemehem Bekol Minei Simcha Belikeitz V'soif. Because a Jew should be celebrating his entire life, should be one big celebration, belikates, infinite happiness, wall-to-wall simcha. About what? Shezochinu lahamin b'Hashem, uv'moyshe avdoi, p'torosak doshu, that we're zoche to believe in Hashem, and in Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the Torah. Ki mekoyer nishmas Yisrael, hu bechinas simcha, because our souls originate from a place called simcha. Shehi Hashchina, which is another word for Shechina, Shehi Simchasan Shel Yisrael, which is the joy of the Jewish people, Shesham Shoyresh Nishmaseinu. That's where all of our souls are rooted. I just showed it to you, the Tofresh Elef, the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people are rooted in the Shin Chof Yud Nun Hei, in the Shechina, the Tofresh Aleph for the Shechina. Kemoy Shekosuv. And as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 46, Ho'amusim mini beten, hanesuim mini rechem, that the Jews are coming out of Hashem's belly, out of the Shechina, out of the mother, you know, Kaviyochel, out of the Shechina's belly, meaning, She'Yisrael him chelek mi Hashechina, she'asimcha. Just like a baby that's born is part of the mommy, so too the Jewish people, the Torah defines us as having come from our mommy, from the Shechina. And this is why we say, we have two notes on this. Number one, we mentioned many times, but here it fits perfectly, that the Zohar HaKadosh says, a Jew who believes in Hashem is a Jew who is happy. To the degree that the person's happy, they believe in Hashem. To the degree, if they're 80% happy, then they believe 80% in Hashem. It's a pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The ayin and the dalet are separate. The ayin dalet of Shema and Echad. The remaining letters, the shin mem of Shema, and the aleph ches of Echad, spell the word esmach. Onoichi, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Onoichi esmach ba'Hashem. I am happy, I am celebrating Hashem. That's the Shema Yisrael, that's Emun and Hashem. We also say in Ashrei, we know one of the most important sentences that a Jew says every day, three times a day, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, how lucky are the people who sit in your house, in the house of Hashem. Ashrei Ha'om Shekocholoi, fortunate is the nation that has this, that has this, that has Hashem, that has the Torah. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Shekocha is Bigematria Moshe. Ashrei to the nation that has Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Hashem, we have the Tzaddik. A person who has that can't be less than 100% happy. And if they're not 100% happy, it's because for that moment they're forgetting that they have Hashem, that they have the Tzaddik, they have the Tzaddikim. Because a person who knows he's got Hashem on his side, that Hashem created me, he's my daddy, he loves me, he wants my success in every way, he's doing everything possible to help me, that person is going to be very happy all the time. This one paragraph we just learned is one of the most important paragraphs in Likutei Halachos. Now we move on to a second paragraph that's going to make this much clearer even. Rav Nosson Zal is making this so, you know, proving this crystal clear from Psukim, from there, logically explaining what took place, you know, what's going on. Paragraph Vov, Vezeh Bechinas, now we come to what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 34, LeDavid, B'shanoiso Yestamoy Lefnei Avimelech, regarding David HaMelech, when he changed his ways, when he put on a performance before Avimelech, Vayigor Shehu, and Avimelech kicked him out, Vayelech, and he left. This is talking about one of the most incredible episodes in the history of the world. David HaMelech, from whom Moshiach is destined to come from, David HaMelech, how did his career start? There was a melech before him, Shaul HaMelech, who was chosen by the Jewish people and who was loved and respected, and he was a very big tzaddik. Everything was great until there were certain cracks there. There were certain things that weren't going right, and then suddenly the Pelishtim decided to attack the Jewish people, and Hashem gave them a nuclear weapon. Hashem gave them Goliath, this giant, this huge, huge giant who was like 100 people or 1,000 people in one. And this giant, the Navi says, would get up every... The Pelishtim started marching towards the Jews, and they set up camp right across where the Yidden were, and every morning and evening, this Goliath would get up, and he would yell curses at Hashem, at the Jewish people. Where's your army? A bunch of stinkers, a bunch of babies. Let's send somebody to fight me. Is there a man among you? Somebody's going to come and fight me. And everybody was trembling. Everybody was terrified of him. And he did this in the morning and in the evening to challenge the Shema Yisrael that we say in the morning and the evening. This was his challenge to our faith in Hashem and Tzaddikim and everything. David HaMelech was coming to visit. David HaMelech was too young to be a soldier. He wasn't drafted yet. He was coming to bring hot lunches for his brothers. His big brothers came to bring food. And he hears this yelling. He hears, and he says, "Who is that idiot?" Everybody says, "Shh, don't say that to him. Are you crazy? He's making fun of Hashem? Who is he? What is he? Let me at him." And he gets taken to Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech had already promised whoever goes out to challenge Goliath, if he lives, he gets the king's daughter in marriage. Merav becomes his wife. Shaul HaMelech says, "Ready, where do I go? Point me in the direction." And they put on the armor on him, and he can't wear that stuff, so he puts that stuff away, takes his little slingshot with him, and he says, "We're ready, let's do it." And he says, and he davens to Hashem, and he says, "It's Shema." The Zohar in the Navi it says he took some kind of a bag. He picked up five special stones and put them inside. And this is what he's going to take on Goliath with. The Zohar Kodesh says, what was in that bag? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, the five words of Shema, and the Echod was the bag. The Echod was the bag that unified them. And he starts walking towards Goliath, and Goliath sees this, and he's appalled. He is so insulted. How dare they? What is this? Send a worm to what is this? And he starts coming towards David HaMelech, and David HaMelech spins the slingshot, and Goliath is covered from head to toe with thick, thick armor. There was only one little place by his forehead where there was an opening. David HaMelech shoots the slingshot, and it goes right over there, and the rock lodges in there, and Goliath topples over, and he's dead, and David HaMelech goes over, pulls out his sword, cuts his head off, and that's the end of the Pelishtim, and that's the end of that whole showdown. And that's the beginning of the end for Shaul HaMelech, because all the Jews are singing his praises, all the Jews are singing that, look who he is, and everything, v'chulu v'chulu. Now, Shaul HaMelech at one point decides he's going to kill David HaMelech. He's going to kill him. Starts chasing him and everything. David HaMelech has to run for his life. And he ends up running out of Eretz Yisrael because he feels safer over there. Like Yosef HaTzadik, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says, was safer with the snakes and scorpions than he was with his brothers. Snakes and scorpions don't have Bechira. They can't bite unless Hashem says bite. And human beings have Bechira. They can bite even though Hashem didn't say bite. So David HaMelech veers off course. And two guys spot him. They see him. They recognize him. This is the guy who killed Goliath. And they capture him. And they're bringing him to Avimelech. They bring him to Ochish Melkas. And they're imagining who knows how many millions and billions they're going to get for capturing this guy, the guy who killed Goliath. And they come in, and David HaMelech is surrounded without, now they have soldiers, everything, no escape. And he's in here in front of Avimelech. What do you do now? The Torah says, what did he do? He put on a performance. He started drooling. He started writing on the wall. He started doing crazy, acting totally crazy. And Avimelech sees this. And he says, we don't have enough nuts here. You brought me another one. Get this thing out of here. Get this guy. And they're trying to explain, but, get him out of here. Just get him out of here. I don't want to see this thing. And they get him out of the room, and David HaMelech hightails it out of there, and he survives. And he becomes David HaMelech. V'chulu v'chulu. Watch how Rav Nelson Zal now explains what happened here. Now here again, Why is this in the Torah? What in the world does this have to do with Torah? The Torah is a book of Yiddishkeit. The Torah is a book teaching us how to behave regarding Hashem, regarding mitzvahs. What in the world, how in the world did this story get into the Torah? Ki Dovr HaMelech hu bechinas malchus digdusha. Dovr HaMelech is the kingdom of holiness. Shehu bechinas hashchina. The malchus al pi kabbalah, malchus is the shchina. Shehu bechinas malchus David Moshiach kiyadua, as is known throughout the Zohar HaKodesh and all the Sforim, that the Shechina is referred to as the Mida of Malchus. Shehu bechinas simcha kanal, and we said before that the Shechina is all about simcha. Ve'ikar hamilchama shel David masitrach revaklipois, and therefore David HaMelech's main battle against the opposition, against the forces of the Sitrach and Klipois, Hoyorak Leshaber Hoatzvus, Veliskois Lesimcha. David HaMelech's greatest battle was to avoid Atzvus, to avoid to be Zechet to Simcha. The Gemara says we know that nighttime is darkness. The Gemara says David HaMelech never slept at night. He slept 60 winks at night. Because the Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. So therefore, 60 winks of sleep would be like a taste of death. And death is Ofor, Atzvus, Sitrachra. David HaMelech, because he was the Malchus Digdusha, he wasn't allowed to allow himself to get close to death, to get close to Atzvus, to depression, to darkness. Shezeo Bechinas, Asorim Minei Negina. This is the 10 types of song, Shehim Sheikh David Boilam, which David HaMelech introduced into the world, brought into the world, Aidei Sefer Tehillim, through his Sefer Tehillim, Shekogol Mikol Hoasore Mina Negina. The Sefer Tehillim is composed of all 10 different types of song, as Rashi says on the first page in Tehillim. Shehein Bechinas Simcha. And what are those 10 types of song? They are Simcha. Kama Shekosuv, as it says in chapter 93 in Tehillim, Ale Osor Va'ale Novel Ale Higayon Bechinor Ki Simachtani Hashem Befo'olecha. That there is this Ale Osor. There are these 10 types of song which are all about Ki Simachtani. What am I singing about? Ki Simachtani Hashem Befo'olecha. Hashem, you have made me happy with all of your creations. Kama Shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal B'Mokam Acher. As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this, V'chein Mavur B'Zohar HaKodesh, and we find also the Zohar HaKodesh in Parshas Mishpotim, Daf Kuv Zayin Omer Aleph. The Zohar HaKodesh there speaks about the Pasuk where Dovra Melech says to Hashem, B'choneini Hashem V'naseini. Hashem, test me. Why? Test me, why? L'man Titzdak B'Dovrecha. So that you will be proven right. Dovra Mel, the Zohar Kodesh gives a whole explanation there. Dovra Mel said that the reason why he allowed himself to succumb to sin was to be able to show that Hashem is right, that there's tshuva, etc., etc. A whole drasha of the Zohar Kodesh says there. But the Zohar Kodesh also says there, She Dovra HaMelech Hu Badcho Damalka. Dovra HaMelech is the comedian of Hashem. He is Hashem's Badchan Kaviyochel. Shafilu Be'ez Shehizvade Al-Chetoi B'Shvira Slave. So that even when he was involved in confessing his sins with a broken heart, loy ozav es darkei bedichosoi, he did not let go of his sense of humor. Kimavur sham bezoira, as the Zohar HaKodesh shows over there. Ayin sham. Take a look at the Zohar HaKodesh Mishpotim over there, where the Zohar HaKodesh shows how Dovra HaMelech was teasing Hashem. He was playing. He said, Hashem, I was just testing you. And he was being sarcastic and it says cute with Hashem. Ki David hu bechinas malchus tikdusha. This is because Dovra HaMelech represents the malchus of kedusha. Shehi bechinas hashchina. Shehi simchosim shel Yisrael kanal. V'al kein, and therefore, bo eis shebo David biyad haPelishtim begolus. When Dovra HaMelech was captured by the Pelishtim, and they grabbed him, and they brought him before their king, and they wanted to take revenge against him for having killed their savior. David saw that it's impossible to win and to get out of there alive, kiim al yedei simcha. Unless he keeps his wits about him, unless he can be besimcha, the minute if he gets down, it's all over for him. Shaydeze ikar hahizgabrus ala klipois vasitrachra, because we know this is what the Torah tells us, that the main way if a Jew wants to defeat the sitrachra and the klipois, the main weapon is simcha. So Dovra HaMelech knew if he wants to win this chess game now, his only chance is if he can stay happy. Against the Sitra Achra, Shein Bechinas Atzvus. The Sitra Achra is all about depression. Avul Be'ez Toikev HaGolus. But when the Golus is serious, when a person is in the severest of the Golus, Shemizgabrim B'merirus HaShibud, where the Goyim are really embittering our lives, they're making the person's life really bitter. Ve'eino Manichim L'smoyach, they're not letting us enjoy. They're not letting us celebrate. Jews now in Golus are going through every different type and flavor of suffering, whether it's cancer, whether it's illness, all the different kinds, financial stress and everything. V'im kein me'ayin yovoy ezreinu. And if that's the case, where in the world are we gonna? How in the world are we gonna be saved? Ki yefshir lihimaleit me'asitrachra ki ma'idei simcha. Because you cannot escape the sitrachra unless you're besimcha. Ulesimcha yevshel iskoyis, and it's impossible to be besimcha now. Machmas toikev hizgabrusim begolska, because the sitra achra is so strong now, and it's shooting at us in every different way. Al kein, therefore, Dovra HaMelech Shehoya Simchosan Shel Yisrael. Dovid HaMelech, who was the joy of Klal Yisrael. He's Hashem's comedian. Kishenofal Begolos Biad HaSitrach Rashem HaPelishtim. When he was taken captive, and he's now in the hands of the Pelishtim, Chonan Hashem Oisoi Be'etz HaZois. Hashem graced him with this advice. Hashem opened up Dovid HaMelech's mind to think of this plan, to come up with this plan, she'osa atzmoi kishoite mamish, that he made himself literally crazy. He acted nuts, crazy. Ve'osa maise shtus v'shigoin mamish. He performed in an idiotic, crazy way. Vohirid riroy al zekonoi, he was drooling. Ve'yosoy al dalsoy sashar, he started banging on the doors. As it says over there in Shmuel Anavi, Shmuel Aleph, chapter 21, this is all documented. This isn't in a Hasidic storybook. This is Tanakh for everyone. Nimlat miyodam, and through this, he escaped. He escaped. He got out of there alive. Because it's specifically through fun, through the ability to laugh, to make a joke, crack a joke, fun, entertainment, through this daika, boim letoich simcha, that a person can come into simcha of kedusha, this can serve as a springboard to take the person into positive, holy simcha, shaydezer nitzoilin mehem. And this is how a Jew can be rescued, can be saved from them, from the other side. Ki ikra ha-hizgabrus aleim, simcha. The main weapon against them, the main way to defeat the other side, is simcha. And it is impossible. Rav Nosson keeps using that word. And he was very serious. He says, Efsha, it is impossible while we are in Golus like we are in today, for a Jew to be happy all the time without employing this advice, this mili d'shtusa. V'zeh b'chinas simchas purim. Now we go back to what we started this paragraph with. Now we come to one of the holiest holidays in the Jewish calendar. The Tikkun Zohar says that Yom Kippur comes close. Yom Kippur is pretty holy, but it's not Purim, it's Kippurim. It's called Yom Kippurim. It's a day that's like Purim. It's almost holy like Purim, but not yet. So this super holy day of Purim, she'oisenoz kol mine schoik umili deshtusa b'shvil simcha, when the Jews do all kinds of funny, silly things to get happy. They're drinking, costumes, the music, the performing, the laughing, all of that stuff. The shalach manos, swapping cake. This one gives him a cake and he gives him a cake. And he gives all of this nonsense. Ki ikar hasimcha hu al yedei mili deshtu sadaika. Because real simcha can only be achieved via mili deshtusa. Again, now there are some people that get to the mili deshtusa and then they put it in park. And they want to stay there. That's not what Rav Nosson Zal was saying here. He's talking about lighter fluid. You want to start a barbecue? You have the charcoal, great this. You need lighter fluid to get it started. There's a lighter fluid. There's something called mili deshtusa, which can break those chains and the anchor that's keeping people buried in the ground, can pull them out of the ground, and from there, move on to simcha shel mitzvah, to Torah, to tefillah, to all kinds of good things. Paragraph Zayin. V'zeo b'chinas, this is what the Gemara says in Megillah, page 7. Chayev inish lebesumi bepuria, adeloyoda bein oru homon leboruch Mordechai. A Jew is obligated to celebrate on Purim to the point where he can't tell the difference between cursing Haman and blessing Mordechai. What do you mean can't tell the difference? That they've gotten mixed up. He's getting mixed up between Oror Haman and Boruch Mordechai. This ties in with what we said before. Remember a Simcha Mohilo, a mishmash, where the Kedusha, the Simcha Kedusha, has gotten mixed up with their junk. Ki bepurim oz ikar hachnoa zuam asanochosh. Purim is the day, the holiday, the holy day on which we have one of the best chances of getting rid of the tumah of the snake, which is homon, amolek, shehu ho'atzvus, which is depression, b'chinas be'itzovoin toichalena, as it says, when the snake was successful in getting Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, what came out of it? Atzvus. Hashem said, be'itzovoin toichalena, your livelihood is going to be with depression. Utzrichin oz lahalos asimcha miyimki aklipois. Therefore, on Purim, we have a mission. What is our mission? To extract, to rescue the sparks of simcha that have fallen, that are in the hands of the Sitra Achra now, to get it out of there. Bebechinas mi yemar, as we mentioned a few pages back, that it said in the Torah and the Kutiran, who can do this? Who can bring us to the center of the world? Yemar means to switch. Who can pull off this switch to get the simcha out of the Sitra Achra into the Kiddusha? Ad sheniska al yedei simcha lahasig b'chinas hatishei chol ananal, so that we will be zoicha to bring the simcha into the arena, the kedusha, and use it to climb the ladder, to go from world to world, till we get to the Oir Ein Sof via the 9 special castles that we make there, as we discussed a few shurim ago. B'chinas moti v'loy moti, and thereby we access the infinite light, touching it and not touching it. Shezeo b'chinas Tachlis Hayedia Asher Loineida. This is what's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, that the peak of knowledge, the highest level of knowledge, is the realization that you don't know. Tachlis Hayedia, the peak of Yedia, is Sheloineida, seeing how much you don't see, seeing how much you don't know. We gave the example, a kid comes home from school in kinder, first grade, he learned 1 plus 1, and he tells daddy that, daddy, I want you to go open a business for me now. I want you to put me in business now. I need 3 department stores, and I need a couple other, because I know how to add now. I know 1 plus 1, so I'm ready. I'm ready to take on the business world. Because he knows so little, he thinks he knows everything. And the more a person, the more people learn, the more they grow in knowledge, the tachlis hayedia is asher lo yedea, people realize how much they don't know. V'al kein chayev inish lebesumi, and this is why we have an obligation on Purim to drink, dahainu lehishtaker bepurim, to get drunk on Purim, bishvil simcha. The goal is genuine happiness, kama shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, chapter 104, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. When wine is being drunk, bigdusha for mitzvah, with all the right purposes, by a person who's qualified, then wine will bring simcha into the person's heart. Utzrichin lehagdil simcha. On Purim, we need to turn up that simcha, ad sheyizke al yedei ha-shichrus v'simcha shel Purim, lovoy lebechinas tachlis idea, to the point where the person's going to be so happy, the simcha is going to take him, is going to propel him upward to such a high place, to the tachlis idea, which is asher loyneda. He's going to know so. His mind, person drinks a little wine, their mind expands. More wine, the mind expands further. More wine, it blows their mind to the point where they know nothing. Then they know that they don't know anything. This tachlis idea shelo neida. Shezeh bechinas, this is what the halacha says, adelo yoda, until he's not thinking clear, until he doesn't know. Ki ikar achizas hatoy v'hora, because the main power of the eitz hadas, of this good and bad, shezeh bechinas boruch Mordechai v'or Haman. That's an example of good and bad, Mordechai versus Haman. Where does it all originate from? From the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad. She'ikroi nimshach mebechinas nirgan mafrid aluf. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, based on this pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 16, that what caused the Eitz Hadas, that what was behind the Eitz Hadas, is this concept, dahainu shemafrid Bechinas hakeser, shehu bechinas aleph, bechinas pele, shehu hamesader v'ameyashev v'samoichin, Shehu ma'ake v'samrich miridifosom. That what caused the Eitz Hadas was when the fence broke, what was broken down. We said that you have the moichin, the person's brain, that's running up to Hashem, that's trying to reach up and climb up to Hashem. If it is allowed to run freely without any boundaries, then it runs into oblivion. It runs into nothingness. The fence, the boundary is the keser, which is referred to as pele. Pele means wondrous. There's a pasuk, b'mufla mimcha al tidrosh, u'b'mechusa mimcha al tachkor. In that which is wondrous to you, way above and beyond you, al tidrosh, don't try to delve into it. B'mechusa mimcha, in that which is covered from you, al tachkor, don't try to analyze it. That refers to the keser. That refers to this loineda, an area where we need to know that we don't know. And the Eitz Hadas, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, part of what took place there was that the fence went down, the boundary went down, and Adam and Chava crossed a line that they weren't supposed to. When Hashem said, from all the other trees you can eat, this tree stay away from, that's like saying all other chachma you're allowed to delve into. This one, keep back 2,000 feet. This one is dangerous. This one is too high for you. If you try, if you taste from that now, it's going to blow you up. It's going to bring death into the world, death and destruction, which is what it did. This is a whole discussion in the Tikkuni Zohar, the Zohar Kodesh goes into this. Rav Nosson Zal is touching on it just to give us an idea. She'ikar hasogas hayediyah hualidei zeh daika. The main ability for a Jew to achieve an understanding of Hashem, to achieve an understanding of spirituality, is through this. Bechinas tachlis hayediyah asher loineida. That the peak of knowledge is when you realize that you don't know. When you know that up to here, I can go up to here, past there, I can't go. She'bechinas loineida, who ikar tachlis hayediyah. This concept that I don't know, this realization, knowing what I don't know, that represents a very high level of knowledge. All the sforim say that people who are blabbermouths, people who talk a lot, usually know the least. They have the least to say. The smarter a person gets, the more they're pulling their punch. The more they're not, they're talking little. They're talking little and saying a lot, you know, and doing a lot, that kind of thing. Umi shezeiche lozeh, and a person who is zeiche to this, oz nichlal hayediyah veheder idea yachad. Then the knowing and the not knowing make the right kind of connection. Shein bechinas horadifa v'makev, the moichin that are running up and the fence that's blocking them, they make the right kind of contact. Shebe'emes shneihem echod b'shoroshem, because in reality, where they originate from by Hashem, it's all one. We say Hashem echod, right? So by Hashem, the keser and the chachma, it's all one. It's all oneness. Vaydeze ikar tachlis hayediya, and this is how a person gets to the highest peak of knowledge and understanding. Ve'oz nizbatel hora legamri, and when that happens, all evil, all bad gets eliminated totally. Ki ikar hachizas hora, hu mehed ar hayediya v'hastarosoi, because the main ability for evil to be dominant, to have power, is when there's a lack of knowledge, when there's hastara. The Gemara says, Lo ilam enam choyteyam ke nechnas boi roich shtus. That sins are, what is roich shtus? The brain, lack of brains. His brain went away. He's acting stupid. What are you acting like an idiot for? You know, lack of seichel. Shenim shach machmas ribuyoyer shegoyrem shvira sakelim. And this can be caused by one of two things. Sometimes it's dark in the room because there's no light. Sometimes it's dark in the room because some idiot turned on the lights too much and they blew. He put in too much power, too much appliances, and blew the whole thing. So if there's a ribuyor, there's too much light that causes a breaking of the vessels. Shezehu machmas she'enom koilodim hayediyah veheder idea yachad. This is because we don't know how to connect. the knowledge and the lack of knowledge, how to coordinate them, how to have them work together in a positive way. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm going to explain this much more clearly a little later. And therefore, Bepurim, Oz Tzrichen Lehishtaker, on Purim, the mitzvah is to drink, Ad Sheyavoyu Liad Lidei Simcha Kazois, till the person gets to such a level of happiness, Ad Sheyiske Lebechinas Tachles Yediyah, he gets to the top of Yediyah, Sheshom Nichlal Haredifa Vamakev Yachad, where there, the force that's going this way and the force that's going this way meet. The moichin, the seichel that's trying to reach up to Hashem, and the force that's blocking, that's pushing down, that's where they come together. Sheheim hayediyah v'hadiridiyah shnim l'chom yachad, because tach v'hadiyah shlom yedah, v'shom nizbatel kol hora legamri kanal. And there, all evil gets eliminated totally. V'sehu b'chinas, this is what the Gemara means when it says, adeloyoda, Bein Oror Homon L'morach Mordechai. When a person gets to that Ad Loyoda, when the idea meets up with the Loyoda, the Loyneda, then there's no difference between Oror Homon and Boruch Mordechai. Kishom Ein Shayach Loymar Toiv Ora. Because up there, there's no concept of good and bad. Kishom Kuloy Echot Kuloy Toiv. There, it's all one, it's all good. For people who are not familiar with Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, some of this is a little bit hard to understand well the first time. But if you allow it to absorb, your neshamas certainly understand it. And if you allow it to seep in, and if you review it, and you delve on it, and it'll come up again and again, it'll become clearer and clearer. Mitzvah Shem.